Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I was abiding, guys, and I was thinking about, you know, the destiny of the sons of God, the sons and daughters of God. And it's so important that we understand that as sons and daughters of God, that we have a destiny, that God has a plan for us. You know, Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord." You know, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, but plans to give you hope and a future. And I remember the first time I read that scripture, I said, "Hey, that's pretty good."
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
Hey, God,
a lot better than my plans.
Yeah, you got plans for me? And so, yes, God does have a destiny for you. He does have a plan for you. However, the first destiny, the first plan that he has for you is for you to actually know him. And that sounds so like, okay, got it, you know, cool. But really, I believe that there's many, many, many people who think that they know him and they know of him and about him, but they don't really truly know him. And one of the signs of the end of the age, of the end times, is that great deception will come upon the land. And in fact, when the disciples asked Jesus, give us some of the signs. What are the signs of your coming? The first thing he says, watch that you're not deceived. First thing he says, and he begins to talk about it two more times about deception. And it says that the love of many will grow cold. And you know what? Deception begins to happen when you're not spending time with God. When you don't know him, then you're at the mercy of someone else trying to explain him to you. You know what I mean? And you have the opportunity. This is the joy of following Jesus Christ. This is the great pleasure that we have. Part of our spiritual inheritance is that you have an open door policy with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I mean, the door is always open. You have as much time as you'd like. I heard someone say that you can have as much of God as you want.
Right.
So the question is,
how much do you want?
How much do you want? How much? And so it's imperative. I mean, it's a must that we know him and that we know his will, what are his plans, that we know his word, and that we know his ways, his character, who God is. Oftentimes we say, well, how can you know God? How can you know his character? How can you know, how can you say, well, that's not God? Well, if you read his word, the Bible will tell you God's thoughts. He will tell you what his truths are, what we're supposed to believe, what we're supposed to do and not to do. And once you get close to somebody, it's amazing. Once you're intimate with them, you can say, well,
I don't think you would do that.
Yeah, I don't think that person would do that. No. How do you know? Because I know them.
Yeah.
I've been around them. I spend time with them. Our relationship has context. We've had different scenarios, different opportunities. We live closely, and our lives are transparent. And when your lives are transparent like that and you walk closely with someone, you get to know their nature. You get to know their thought processes. You get to know what they like, what they don't like, and you get to really know them. And there's a big difference. There's a big difference. And so the Word of God says that those that know their God will do great exploits. They'll do great exploits. But many today, they don't know him intimately. They know about him. And it really is God's desire. It really is God's desire for us and his pleasure, not just his desire, but his pleasure for us to truly intimately know him. Oftentimes when we think about Adam and Eve and them being removed or kicked out or released from the Garden of Eden, however which way you want to, you know, put it, you know, it's kind of like, you know, they weren't fired from their job. They're just, their job was
terminated. The garden was terminated.
Yeah, the garden was removed from them. They weren't removed from the garden. That we often think about, wow, that's a bum rap for Adam and Eve, man. They're not in the garden anymore. But did you ever think that it was a bum rap for God? You know, he missed out too. That was his desire.
Yeah.
You know, he walked in the cool of the day in the garden, and he had fellowship with Adam and Eve.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He talked with them, and now, because of their choices of disobedience, that opportunity for them was removed from God as well. And so, you know, we have to understand that, hey, it's not just about getting some information about God, but it's about walking with him in revelation. And we don't want to fall short of the destiny and the plan that God has. I mean, what a shame. What a shame to live X amount of years and you know of him and about him and sort of and depend upon what you know from stories as opposed through from experience.
Mm-hmm.
And the Word of God tells us in James that if you draw close to God, God will draw close to you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what an amazing God that we have, that he desires intimacy, he desires closeness, that we're allowed to come into his presence, and he doesn't push us off. I mean, right. It's an incredible joy mm-hmm. that we have, and it's your destiny
Amen.
As a son and as a daughter of God. I've heard Brother Kilpatrick say that your first step determines God's next step. And God's waiting to see what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do? How much do you want of me? And like anything in life, you get out of it
what you put into it.
What you put into it.
You know, it's always been encouraging me to think about the fact that God never has a, come back later sign or
out to lunch.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, he never puts up a hand and just says, wait, you know, hold on a second. You know, I'm busy.
Right.
I'm in a meeting. Let me get done with this phone call. God is always going to give you his full attention.
Mm-hmm.
He's never going to tell you to hold on a second. He's never going to tell you, you know, I'm closed or I'm just too busy. And mm-hmm. it's just amazing. It's just like, no matter where you are, you can always go to God and get his full attention.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's good.
Absolutely. He's never out to lunch. He's present. Yeah. He is an ever-present help, the Bible says, in the time of trouble. And if he's an ever-present help in the time of trouble, he's an ever-present help all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he wants. He wants him to be the first choice, not the last choice, mm-hmm. not the crisis choice, you know, not the, oh, what are we going to do now? Let's turn to God.
Yeah.
He wants to be the first choice, and it's not like he's not there. He's there.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And, you know, today you see a lot of people that have an information about God, but they lack the revelation. And when you really have a revelation of God and who he is, then you begin to see that revelation manifest mm-hmm. in your life, which means to appear in your life. Revelation leads to manifestation. It has manifested. It's present here. And you know what you believe when it manifests in your life.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you know it. I mean, you know when it appears in your life, that's how you know that you know it. I mean, you know what prayer is when you actually pray.
Yeah.
It's a part of your life, and it's what you do. You know experientially about prayer. You don't have to read about prayer. You don't have to see other people pray. You know prayer when you're actually praying. Prayer is part of your life. It's who you are. It's a lifestyle of prayer, so which is a steady flow of communicating with God, mm-hmm. talking to him, not crisis intervention, please. crisis, I need your help.
Yeah.
You know, smoke signals. It's communion. You know, abiding. I mean, you know it. You know it when you're actually abiding.
Mm-hmm.
When you're spending time with God daily, when you're listening to his voice, when you're taking the time to write down what God is saying to you on a daily basis, you are experientially, intimately knowing abiding when it manifests. You know tithing when you are actually tithing. That's how you know that you have a revelation of the tithe when it manifests, when it goes beyond scripture and beyond what someone is saying or teaching.
Mm-hmm.
When it becomes part of your heart, part of your life, and you actually begin to do, when it manifests. And the thing about, you know, even Jesus, before he launched the disciples out in ministry, the first thing he did was he called them to himself.
Mm-hmm.
He drew the disciples close. And it's so important because so many times I see that believers, you know, in general are settling for just information about God.
Mm-hmm. That surface contact.
Yeah, it's okay just because everything else is surface.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, there's surface relationships, there's social media check-ins, there's all this type of, you know, on the surface. Listen, you can't have a surface relationship with God.
Right.
You can't check in on a Sunday mm-hmm. and check out and say, okay, I've, you know, Foursquare, you know, you checked in social media and you logged in. I was here, you know, I wasn't amongst the church mm-hmm. and then I'm out. No, you want to live in a daily visitation, habitation with God. You want to know him and enjoy the pleasure of walking with him mm-hmm. and enjoy that fellowship and that relationship. The Bible says it's the glory of God to conceal a matter, but it's the glory of kings to search it out. And God is inviting you to come past the veil. Mm-hmm. Come and seek me. And when you seek me with all of your heart, God promises that you'll find him.
You think about it, too, like exactly what you're saying. When we seek him with our heart, it really changes things when we encounter his heart. And you get that understanding, you get that revelation. You're just like, God has a heart, and he's mm-hmm. got feelings, and he has affection. He has joy. He has humor. He has feelings.
Yeah.
And when you encounter that perspective of who God is as Jesus, as the man, as Father, you're just like, you really want to draw that much closer to him. And it gives you that full perspective of that relationship with him. And it's just like, and I don't know who said it before. It's just like, to know him is to want to know him more.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, I've touched him. I've encountered him. And it's just like, man, there's so much more. And the beautiful thing about it is that no matter how much of God that you have encountered, he's limitless.
Yeah.
And that is what blows my mind. It's just like, no matter how many beautiful things or awesome things or indescribable things about God that we encounter, and it's just like, there's always going to be more.
There's always it doesn't end. More. You yeah. can continue to dip your cup. You can continue to take another drink. You can continue to spend more time with him.
Amen.
And the Bible says that, you know, we go from glory to glory to glory to glory. Listen, this walk with God is meant to be enjoyed. God wants you to come with him along on a journey. It's a destiny of mm-hmm. knowing intimately. We don't serve a moot idol. We don't serve a God that doesn't speak, who doesn't desire to know us. We serve the living God, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and he desires to know you and for you to know him more and more. We were talking about the destiny of the sons and daughters of God. Mm-hmm. And our greatest destiny in God is to know him. And oftentimes we were talking about how people settle so many times. Believers settle for head information mm-hmm. instead of really pursuing hard after the heart of God and to have personal, intimate revelation. You know, and the Bible gives two distinct words for the word know. Mm-hmm. And in the Greek, the words are idu and gnosko. The idu is spelled E-I-D-O, and the second word, gnosko, is G-I-N-O-S-K-O. And they both say know in your Bible, which is K-I-N-O-W, mm-hmm. but they both have different meanings. And for instance, like the word idu, to know, it means out of your senses. It means to, you know, out of sound. You know what I mean? It's more like information, mm-hmm. right? But the word gnosko is more to know experientially, to know by trial and experience, to know uh-huh. intimately. Well, when you read the scriptures and you read in Matthew 13, verse 11, where it says, it has been given us to know the mysteries of the kingdom. That word know is not referring to know as information, but to know intimately, mm-hmm. to know divinely, if you will, mm-hmm. the mysteries of the kingdom. In John 10, 14, 15, it says, I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep. Yeah, it's not talking about, yeah, that's Steve, that's Pat. No, I know intimately my sheep. In fact, I know the number of hairs on their head. I know everything about them. I know them. Mm-hmm. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep intimately, and they know me. Mm-hmm. See, the expectation is that we know God intimately, just as the Father knows me, and I know Gnosko, the Father. Mm. The same way that Jesus and the Father have an intimate relationship, the expectation is that as sons and daughters, we can have that same intimate relationship with God.
Amen.
And to think that we will spend eternity thinking, growing, and having these encounters with God, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. Anyone that's bored in Christianity simply has not really experienced God in the fullness of what they can. And the cool and amazing thing, the hope for you today, is that you absolutely can. You have a place at the table. God has a seat waiting for you, and it's just for your decision to say, listen, I want more. Mm-hmm. I want to know you more. I want to experience you more. I want to see you move in my life, and I want to know your ways. And that's available to us. It's our destiny. It's absolutely our destiny.
Amen. Yeah, it's just been encouraged. I mean, you think about, I mean, I was thinking about when we were talking about during the break, it's just Alan Hood recently, just a couple of years ago, and he had shared that when he was younger, he was thinking about the four heavenly creatures around the throne room of God. Mm-hmm. And for all of eternity, forever, since beginning of time, they will always say, you know, holy, holy, holy. And he just, you know, just like you're saying, in our carnal thinking, in our limitless ability of our brains, we think, well, man, that's just, is that all they do?
Yeah.
Don't they get tired?
Don't they get old?
Yeah. Don't they just like want to stretch or something? Or just, but you think about it, and then the Holy Spirit said to Alan, no one makes them leave. That is their greatest desire, to think that you can gaze upon the very presence of God in his fullness and to see all of him for all of eternity. And it's just like, just what you're saying, it's just like, it's not about what we initially think about God, but it's who he is. And we can spend those moments in this life and in all of eternity and be like, what, you mean there's more? What, you mean there's more?
It's his great pleasure.
Yeah.
It's his great pleasure to unveil and to release and open windows of revelation to us and bring us to the place where we go, oh my goodness, there is so much more to you. I mean, if you can have that experience with in the natural with someone and you say, oh wow, I've known everything about you in this 60 seconds that we've been here. Wow, that's all that there is. Cartoons, okay, cool. Baseball, video game, okay, great, check. Then you meet other people, you're like, man, the depth of this person, that wow, there's more to you. And that's on a natural basis, right? Uh-huh. We can imagine the unlimitless depth that we have in knowing God.
Yeah.
You know, 1 Corinthians says that, you know, he who unites himself with God is one spirit with him. Is one. We can be united with God. And that should be our quest, so that when people look at us, maybe they'd see God in us, that there would be nothing. Now, let me tell you, I have a long way to go, but why not that be our aim?
Amen.
That we want to walk so intimately with God, like Enoch did, that we become one with him, one spirit, one mind. And that's our call in life, is to glorify him, is to exalt him. It's that he may be made known and revealed in us, in our life, and by our actions, and by our thoughts. You know, that's Matthew 7 says, you know, many will come to me and that say, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy, perform these miracles, cast out demons? And he's going to say, I never knew you. That's that intimate word, gnosko again. There was no intimacy. And here's the thing. If we're going to obey the great commandment and the great commission, if we're going to tell the world about Jesus, I think it'd be a great idea for us to actually know the one in whom we want other people to know. Okay. You know, the greatest thing any evangelist should have is an intimate relationship with God. How can we bring other people to the Lord for them to know him, if we, in fact, don't even know him, right?
Amen.
We know information about him. It's that passion. It's that daily occurrence. It's that opportunity that we have abiding with him. And listen, if you've been hearing us speak about abiding, we want to encourage you today. Don't waste another moment. Go to iabide.org. We have a simple plan, a free plan that we would love to get into your hands. It doesn't cost you a thing. And in this plan, you're going to learn some simple tools on how you can begin to have a relationship with God. You can begin on a daily basis, come to know this Jesus who knows you. To think that before the foundations of the earth, God knew you. To think that God actually knitted you in your mother's womb. He knows everything about you. Mm-hmm. And he's eagerly anticipating you coming to want to know him more and more. And when you do that, isn't it amazing how you can be, you can experientially talk about God?
Yeah.
And, you know, a person with an argument is always at the mercy of someone with an experience. Mm-hmm. And you can talk all of this stuff about, yes, and God, listen, I know him, mm-hmm. you know. I was blind, believe me. But now, oh, I can see.
Amen.
I can see. I have encountered him. And once you encounter God, once you know him, there really is no turning back.
Amen.
I mean, and I know that this is the same thing that you're encountering, Steve, as you're, we've been talking side by side and sharing, and Pat as well. Mm. This is our call. This is our passion, is to know him and to make him known. That's what we're called. It's that simple, mm-hmm. to know him experientially and to make him known all around the world. We invite you to the same quest. We invite you to enjoy the destiny that you have as a son and daughter of God. If you accepted Jesus into your life, listen, don't just stop at the front door foyer. Come on in. Walk around. Mm-hmm. Get to know him. Be a disciple. Get your roots down so that you can have fruit up and you can begin to walk intimately, experientially with Jesus Christ, and you can begin to tell others what you've experienced in God.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. We'll be right back.